Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, run unfiltered on USA Radio Network. There's so many stories going on out there. The propaganda that you're hearing in the media is sickening. It's sickening. They lie about everything. Good is bad, bad is good, up is down, white is black, flat is round. They lie about everything. Project Veritas drops another video about CNN with a CNN director admitting they use COVID fear-mongering for ratings. Who did not know that? If you listen to Wayne Root every day, how would you not know that COVID has been blatantly exaggerated to make you hysterical with a 99.98% survival rate? This is the sickest response to a disease in world history. And Charlie Chester, CNN director, admits that CNN uses COVID scaremongering and fearmongering to drive ratings. What a shocker. Chester explains that the network uses manipulation to shape public opinion. Any reporter on CNN, what they're actually doing is they're telling the person what to say. It's always like leading them in a direction before they even open their mouths. The only people that we, CNN, will let on the air are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait. I think there's an art to manipulation, inflection, saying things twice. There's little subtleties to how you manipulate people. I mean, it's enough to change the world, you know? Chester also grimly described that they often want COVID death tolls to be much higher to make our point better. Wow. I mean, I've known it from the beginning. I always say if it bleeds, it leads. They're all scumbags, and they lie about everything and manipulate about everything. They've lied about me my entire life. Everyone in the media is a lying scumbag, a communist lying scumbag. And then he says, like, why isn't it high enough, you know, today? Like, it would make our point better if the COVID death toll was higher. And I'm like, what am I effing rallying for? That's a problem that we're doing that. He also described that CNN has used the fear of the COVID-19 pandemic to keep viewers tuned in. It's fear. Fear really drives numbers, TV ratings. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in. COVID, ? He added. Gangbusters with the ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the COVID death toll on the side. Who didn't know this? But to see it, to hear it, is still shocking. Chester said the network's president, Jeff Zucker, it was like the other day, right? I know that 9/11 happened. Everyone knows 9/11 happened. Everyone remembers 9/11. But I watched that documentary, and it doesn't matter how many times you've seen it. Doesn't matter that I lived through it. Doesn't matter that I saw the buildings collapse. Doesn't matter how many times I watched a replay of that plane going into the building. And then the buildings coming down, and the people committing suicide, hanging out the windows, burning to death. It doesn't matter how many times I saw it live, and then again, years later, still watching the documentary brought it all back to me. And that's what this is. I know that the media lives. I've said it on this show. If it bleeds, it leads. They're scum. They're scum of the earth. And they know the only way to get ratings, people dying, everyone's dying, the whole world's got COVID, you're going to die. It was the same lie they did to us over AIDS. And listen, I'm pro-gay, and I've always been pro-gay. I've gay friends. I don't care what you do in your bedroom at all. Got no problem. You want to be gay, be gay. But AIDS was a gay disease. It was intravenous drug use with dirty needles or gay, and that's it. But see, they knew the average American wouldn't spend billions and billions of dollars of government money to solve AIDS if you told them it's a gay disease. So they made up a lie and they said anyone can get AIDS and straight people will get it by the billions. And it was never anything but a gay disease and intravenous drug users. They lied, and then they spent as much money on AIDS as cancer research. For a tiny percent of the population, for a tiny percent that get the disease of that tiny percent, they spent as much as cancer research. Because they convinced you you were going to get it next. It was a lie. They're doing the same thing with COVID. You might get COVID. I might get COVID. I've never said I won't get COVID. I've said I take 100 vitamin pills a day. I've said that I take immune-stimulant vitamins. I've said I feel like I have a great immune system. I said I never got COVID. I said I've never been sick in 30 years, except for two colds. I haven't had the flu in 30 years. But I've never said I won't get COVID. I might get COVID. I'll be down for a few days. Okay. That's nothing to get hysterical about. People were sick in fall of 19 before COVID hit. Fall of 19, right before COVID hit. And I remember my fiancé saying, the whole Vegas is sick. So sick, Wayne. I've never seen anything like it. Everybody's got this horrible flu. So, now you might get a horrible flu. It's been an exaggeration, a massive hysterical exaggeration to create hysteria to gin up their ratings. That's all it ever was. He said it's fear. Fear drives numbers, TV ratings. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in. COVID, gangbuster ratings, which is why we have COVID death toll on the side. I've argued our own local newspaper is a fraud. The Las Vegas Review-Journal, every day a leading story about COVID. Every day death, COVID. Every day the death toll of COVID. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's nauseating. It's enough to make me vomit. I don't want to look at their newspaper anymore. They're frauds. Total frauds. They played into this liberal conspiracy hysteria, just like CNN and MSNBC. Why would you have a death toll every day on the cover of the Las Vegas Review-Journal? Why? Why do I care if there's 300 cases today and 8 people died? Do I want to know how many suicides there were today on the front page? Do I want to know how many people had to drug rehab in Vegas on the front page? How about gambling sickness rehab? How many gambling addicts went into rehab today because they ruined their lives in a Vegas casino? How many gamblers committed suicide off the roof of a Vegas casino? Oh, that they keep quiet. That's a conspiracy. They want to shut up. What a disgrace. Here's a town, and I'm on the side of this town. I love this town, and I love gambling. So there's 2% that have a gambling problem. But they hide the gambling problems. And they play up the COVID on the front page of the Vegas newspaper. They don't mention the suicides jumping off of roofs in Vegas. That they cover up. They don't mention the amount of people that die inside casinos in Vegas. Not of suicide, not of gambling addiction. Just of drug overdoses, disease, they have cancer, they die. They have a heart attack, they die. The bodies are inside the hotels. They take them out and they say died at the hospital. Because they don't want to say 3 people died yesterday at Bellagio. Now, that's a cover-up, isn't it? I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's a big deal. But you're going out of your way to cover up where the person died. But no problem putting on the front page how many people died of COVID in Nevada. And the country. And the world. It's so ridiculous. How many murders were on the strip in the last month? Why don't you put that on the front? How many carjackings? How many home invasions? How many rapes in the Vegas hotels? Why don't you put that on the cover? How many people came to Vegas with $10,000 and went home with nothing and they can't pay for diapers? And I love gambling. I got no problem with gambling. That's the person's fault. It's not Vegas's fault. I'm on Vegas's side. But it doesn't change the fact you cover up one and you push the other narrative to sell newspapers. Fear and loathing. That's what sells ratings. Fear and scare of death. Fear mongering. It's just disgusting. Chester said the network's president, Jeff Zucker, who ruined my career. Jeff Zucker personally killed a 2-show deal with Wayne Root that would have made me millions of dollars. A 2-show deal in the early 2000s. CNBC did not sign me for 1 show, but for 2 shows. I was going to be the star of 2 shows based in Vegas, about Vegas, on CNBC. And Jeff Zucker personally intervened and killed the deal, that piece of human garbage, because he knew I was a conservative. And they say Jeff Zucker would call into CNN's newsroom during live segments and order the staff to keep COVID death tolls on the screen. The special red phone rings. This producer picks it up. You hear murmurs, and every so often they put it on the speaker. It's the head of the network saying, there's nothing that you're doing right now that makes me want to stick. Put the COVID death toll numbers back up, because that's the most enticing thing we have. So put it back up. During their manipulation, this director, Chester, said they throw in feel-good stories because so much of their coverage is doom and gloom. No one ever says these things out loud, he says, but it's obvious based on the amount of stories that we do. The fact that we have a segment called The Good Stuff, which is a feel-good thing, it's a dedicated moment at the end to almost be the ice cream to alleviate everything else you've been through, because everything else is doom and gloom. You know, I've tried to tell people this for 30 years, since I was the lead sports anchor at CNBC, in those days called Financial News Network. And all they ever did was demand that I give negative stories. Athletes on drugs, athletes in rehab, athletes committing suicide. Everything had to be the negative story, because that's what sells. And I'm not like that. I'm a positive person. I couldn't stand it. They're all creeps and thieves. Other big news stories coming up. Nancy Pelosi's husband. Legal theft of the American taxpayer. I'll tell you about what a fraud all these politicians are. These liberal socialist politicians ripping us off. Biden's UN ambassador trashes the United States of America. Says we're all white supremacists. The UN ambassador of your country says we're white supremacists. And they've charged the police officer in Minnesota, a fine woman, 26 years a cop, made one mistake. The only thing I'll say is she's incompetent. She's incompetent. Maybe she should have been fired, and there should be lawsuits. But nobody can make the charge she committed manslaughter, the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Manslaughter, 26 years a cop, a perfect record, and one time you reach for the wrong gun in the middle of a fight, guess what? Every cop in America, quit or retire now. You can't be a cop anymore. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size, only $5 more. Even. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. My book is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Trump Rules. I'm very proud of my book. It's a beautiful book. Next week, my book, Trump Rules. Isn't that the way Trump talks? It's a very beautiful book. It's a very magnificent book. It's the greatest book in the history of America. No, in the history of the world. Well, it is. It kind of is to me. Trump Rules will be the sponsor next week of Rasmussen Report's national presidential poll. So that's pretty cool. Next week, and hopefully for weeks to come, I will be the sponsor of the presidential poll about Joe Biden and where his ratings are. Trump Rules is the name of the book. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's 100% self-help book, business and personal success, the top 10 rules of Trump that will change your life the way they changed my life. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Trump Rules, sponsor of this segment of the show. So I'm in shock. I'm in shock that they charged this woman, police officer, this female police officer with manslaughter. It's insanity. There's no one in America that could stay a cop. If you're listening to my voice right now in your police car, or you're off duty and you're listening to my voice and you're a cop, you have to quit or retire. You have no choice. No one could be a police officer anymore. I think my next commentary, I have a couple of choices, but I think I'm going to write the new police, Great American Police Boycott. And it's not what it sounds. It sounds like we should all boycott the police. No, I mean the police should boycott us. I think every cop in America should call in sick for one day. I was going to say 1 week, and then I realized, you know, the whole country would be gone at the end of a week. It'd all be burning. But for one day, every cop in America should call in sick. You know, like, what was that? What's that movie called? The Purge. It'll be like The Purge. Everyone lock yourselves in your house. Make sure you're armed to the hilt with an arsenal at your disposal, and no police for the day. And let's see what America's like to show you how important police are. Let's see what happens on the streets of New York for one day without cops. one day without cops. I could live just fine without Democrats. I could live fine without criminals, thugs, punks. I could live just fine without Black Lives Matter. I could live just fine without liberal Democrat politicians. But you can't live without cops. This country wouldn't survive without cops. And by the way, no politician should be bodyguarded on that day. Let's see how they like it when there's no cops in America for a day. None of them are going to come out either. Because this is just beyond the pale. So every time a cop makes a mistake, now it's murder. It's just automatically murder because you reached for the wrong weapon. Don't doctors sometimes make a mistake and a person dies on the operating table? And what happens? The doctor gets sued. But no one says the doctor's guilty of manslaughter. Manslaughter means you purposely murdered someone. How did that officer, who clearly on tape is shocked that she grabbed your gun, not her taser, how is it possible she's guilty of murder? Murder means premeditated. She didn't set out to murder this kid, and this kid was a punk and a thug. This kid had an outstanding warrant for holding a gun to a woman's head, stealing her $850 rent money from her bra and choking her out with a gun in her face. He's a punk and a thug. One of my friends in L.A. who's a conservative, by the way, and starting to see the light and sickened by liberals now, his liberal friends in L.A., said one of his L.A. friends talked about white privilege, and she said, white privilege is the fact that I've been stopped by the police and I've never been asked to get out of my car. Well, let me tell you something, darling. Nobody asks you to get out of your car because you're white or you're black. They ask you to get out of your car because they sense something's wrong, because they smell, you know, marijuana, drugs in your car in the old days. Now they can't because, of course, marijuana is legal in most places. But in the old days, they smelt drugs. They brought a drug-sniffing dog. They saw a gun. They saw something that you're drunk. Something's wrong. But most importantly, because you have an outstanding warrant. They didn't ask him to get out of the car because he had an air freshener. They didn't ask him to get out of the car because he had expired tags. They asked him to get out of the car because he had outstanding warrants. And once you have outstanding warrants for a violent crime, and then they put handcuffs on you, and you break away and run back to the car, which is a deadly weapon. A car could be used to kill cops, or you might have a gun in your car to kill cops. Or you might get them on a car chase, and an innocent family is about to be killed. I totally understand why she used her weapon. That's not a crime. It's a judgment call. And I can understand why a cop would use a gun instead of a taser. See, it was a mistake in her case. She meant to use a taser, but I can understand why you'd use a gun. A guy's escaping from putting handcuffs on him, and he's heading back to his car, and you don't know what he's going to do, but it could involve something deadly. So you could say, it's in your opinion, she should be fired. You could say, in your opinion, she and the police department should be sued. But the one thing you can't say is that she's guilty of murder. How is this premeditated? How did she plan to murder the guy? So I don't see how anyone could be a cop anymore. This is it. 26 years of goodwill wiped out in one single moment in stress.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is the worst possible outcome, is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well.
Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, reacting to President Biden's decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Today, Biden unveiling his plan to end U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Troops will begin slowly drawing down May 1st. Graham continues.
President Biden, unfortunately, has chosen the highest risk option available, which is to leave no matter what.
The pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines could be over as early as today. A CDC advisory committee is expected to vote on an updated recommendation for use when it adjourns from an emergency session this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas,
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the big event is coming up in just a few days. Today's Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days from now. Saturday, April 17th at Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara. We the People event. Great turnout, man. We think we had somewhere between 1,000 and maybe even 1,500 people at the big We the People event at Ahern. Well, this Saturday is the Energized Health event. And, you know, listen, politics is one thing, but changing your life is a whole other one. You know, I need all of you healthy for years to come. I need you living. I need your lives enhanced and expanded. And this is the possible potential way to do it. It's called Energized Health. I feel like I look 10 years younger. I feel 10 years younger. They've changed my life. Thank you, Energized Health. And you'll see it when you see me at this event. And it's, you know, this is not going to be thousands of people. We figure, you know, 100 plus people. So all of you will have a chance to talk to me one-on-one. So April 17th, this Saturday at 10:30 in the morning, it's only an hour and a half event, 10:30 to noon. We'll answer every one of your questions up close and impersonal. Up close and personal, I should say, not impersonal. Up close and in person, or up close and personal. 10:30 a.m., Ahern Hotel, Energized Health event. Here's how you RSVP. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on live events, and you register right there. EnergizedHealth.com, click on live events, and you're in like Flynn, and it's going to be starring Wayne Allen Root with my story and, of course, the founders of Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee, and they're going to bring with them several of my fans who have lost almost half their body weight, you know, people that were 300 pounds, and now they're, you know, approaching half their body weight. It's an amazing program, Energized Health. It's got nothing to do with weight loss, by the way. It has to do with healthy, you know, healthy living and fat loss. And if you lose that inner body visceral fat, it'll change your life. And everybody's got it. I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. Andrew Paul lost 38 pounds, my producer, of inner body fat. He started out skinny as could be. And I've never been overweight in my life. So we both lost a lot of inner body fat. And that makes you feel like $1 million, like a different person. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on live events to register. It's free. Does not cost you a penny. This Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Ahern Hotel. I'll be there. Be there or be square. We've got our guest with us. He's with us twice a month, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com with the most popular stories today at Western Journal. Hey, Josh, how are you, man? Welcome back to the show.
Wayne, always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, there's all kinds of important stories. I see the list we've got here, and we'll go over some of them. But as usual, I like to do whatever is not on the list that I think is the biggest news story. And I'm sure it's the number one story at Western Journal. I should get it up right now. Give me a second. But it's got to be this police officer in Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center charged with manslaughter. Now, I don't know about you, but she may be incompetent. She may have made a horrible rookie mistake under stress in the middle of a crisis situation. But, you know, I don't know, 26 years as a cop, and she's a training officer, and she grabs the gun instead of the stun gun. To me, you could be sued for that. You could be fired from the force for that. But the one thing you can't possibly do is charge her with murder. That's not a premeditated act of murder. She's not a racist who killed him because he's black. This is the most ridiculous charge, souped-up charge I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, that's funny. We've actually been having a discussion about that in the newsroom today, and a pretty robust one too, because we're not kind of, you know, you don't have to fit a certain mold to work here. We're all just broadly conservatives, but kind of different sorts of conservatives. I think I can live with a manslaughter charge. Murder, I don't like. Murder makes no sense to me at all.
Manslaughter is murder. Manslaughter is murder. So how is it murder?
Well, I wonder if it is different in that state then, because I have always understood manslaughter to be, an accidental death caused to someone. Now, you're still responsible for their death, but you weren't trying to kill them. And you weren't even really necessarily trying to hurt them.
But the word accidents, you don't go to jail for an accident. So it's not an accidental murder. She must face 20 years in prison. You can't ask a police officer to get involved in these situations. And if they make a mistake, they're going to prison for 20 years.
Now that is a real question right there, Wayne. And it's, you know, in my old life before I did this, I was involved in law enforcement. enforcement just a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit. And I was always amazed by friends who were doing it nonstop, full bore, all the time. You know, a lot of them carried their own insurance because they were afraid of making the wrong move and getting sued. And we don't pay these. I don't think we pay these guys and these women enough to get out there, put their lives on the line, and then make a mistake, and this was a bad mistake, but make a mistake, and then it utterly ruined their lives. I mean, they're taking a risk every time they go out there. It's not just a risk
right, well,
of them getting shot. It's
well,
a
Josh,
risk
that's what I'm saying. Well, Josh, everybody knows the risk is every time you shoot someone, you could be sued. The department could be sued. You could be sued. What nobody knows is every time you shoot someone, you go to jail. This is a whole new thing in the last 10 years. Policemen in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, nobody goes to jail because you're in a conflict and you're attacking each other. The guy's attacking you, you shoot him. Well, the guy's running away after getting out of his handcuffs, and he's heading back to, in my opinion, a deadly weapon, which is his car. And she tried to taser him, and instead she grabbed the gun. I'd say that's incompetent. I'd say it's a mistake. I'd say it's an accident. But the one thing it's not is intentional murder. That's manslaughter
to me.
It's a lesser degree of murder, but it's murder. And that's crazy.
No cop can live under those rules. I agree that it's not intentional murder. And some of it probably depends on how you interpret the car, too. I mean, that's a great point you made. Who knows? This guy could have been trying to get back in, pull around, and roll over him. There's no telling. And this guy had been accused of some pretty intense stuff.
Right, he could have been going back to his car to get his gun. How do you know he's going back to his car to get his gun?
Yeah, exactly. So we had a pretty robust fight here in the newsroom. I mean, not fight, but a pretty good discussion about it in here. And the thing I kept going back to, Wayne, and people get ticked off when I say this, the thing I kept going back to is if the guy had just done what she said, if he had what she said, or we take it back farther, if he had just not gone after that woman. But they do this stuff. Thomas Sowell used to complain about how liberals pick up in the middle of the story, and that's what they're doing with this. They're picking up at the moment the officer drew the gun and shot him. It's like, no, that's not right. That's not when the story started. The story started when this kid first committed a crime, and then the story kept going when the warrant was issued, and then when he wasn't picked up, and then when he was pulled over, and then when he tries to run, that's the story.
Right.
The guy set himself up for this. And it's horrible. Nobody wants somebody to die for resisting arrest. But I'll tell you what, when you start doing that, you increase the odds of your dying exponentially. And there was no reason for that. He made the wrong decision.
Well,
if we want to start helping people, we tell them cooperate with police officers.
Right. Let me interject with the same weekend, the news came out the 2 days before. Right. This was before I heard about her shooting. I saw the video, and I'm sure every cop in America saw the video of the highway patrol cop who pulled over the guy in New Mexico and got his brains blown out.
Yep.
Right. He's got three kids and the guy blew his brains out. And he was very nice and respectful to him and treated him with such utmost courtesy. And the guy got out and killed the cop. Blew his brains out on the ground. So all I'm telling you is every cop saw that, and then you hear you've just pulled someone over who does their registration, it's expired, and they've got an outstanding warrant for a violent robbery where they choked a woman and used a gun against a woman, and then you think, okay, we got to arrest the guy, you put the cuffs on him, he breaks free, he's heading back for his car. Of course you've got to do something. I don't know if rules say you can kill him because he doesn't have a gun in his hand, he's not shooting you, but I'm sure the rules say you could tase him, so she tased him, except she grabbed the wrong gun. I don't find that to be murder. I find that to be an accident, and I find it to be incompetent, but I don't find it to be murder, and I just looked it up while we were talking, and it says the charge carries a penalty of 10 years in prison. Now, folks, you can't put a cop who's been 26 years on the job and makes a mistake in a prison for 10 years, because if you do, then every cop's going to walk off the job tomorrow. And that's what I think they should do, Josh. I think there should be a one-day sick out. All the cops in America should call sick and watch what happens to America for one day without cops. Blue flu. It's time for it. It is. This is just disgusting what they're doing to the police officers of America. I'm just sickened. Second.
Yeah, I said something similar to that back about a year ago when everything was so crazy. And it's funny, it was my liberal friends and my leftist friends who got on me about this. They said, oh, no. We don't want that. Because they know what would happen.
Right.
They know what would happen, but they still get out there and grandstand and act like the police are the real problem. And the police are not the real problem. The real problem is that American society has gone and culture has gone down the toilet. We don't respect authority anymore. We don't take responsibility seriously. This kid didn't take his responsibility seriously, and now he's dead. And that is very sad. Nobody is denying that that is sad. But this is the story does not start when she picked up her gun and shot him. The story starts so much earlier than that. And yeah, you take a cop. She's been out there for 26 years. You don't think she's made some friends who are in jail, and then you put her in jail? Her life is over. I mean, she'll end up getting shanked in there. It will be absolutely, absolutely horrible. And yeah, if I were a cop and I could find anything else to do, you better believe I would be out of there because, folks, they are gunning for you. I mean, they are, liberals are gunning for you. People are looking for a chance to be abused. I was driving the kids to school yesterday, and we passed a motorist who had been pulled over. And I was telling my daughter, some of the scariest moments in my life have been walking up to cars that were stopped and wondering, does the person in there have a gun? And, you know, you can get ticked off sometimes when you see the cop walking up, and you're like, oh, he's got his hand on his gun. And let me tell you something, you're walking up to that car, you do have your hand on your gun, because you don't know what you're going to see in there. That is scary as can be. And these people who are acting like, you know, we've got this stupid mayor. It's in one of the stories.
Josh, stay there. We got to run. We got a quick ad break. We'll be right back more with Josh Manning. Obviously, Josh, if you're walking up to that window, you don't know what's in there. You got your hand on your gun, and you happen to pull it and make a mistake. Now you go to jail for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. How can anyone be a cop anymore? It's impossible. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7?
Team, we gotta hustle. Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Got an
honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire. We've got Josh Manning with us, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, let's get back to some other news stories. First of all, a BLM activist, big news story at Western Journal, a Black Lives Matter activist charged with anti-Asian hate crime. Tell us what happened.
Oh, all right. I got to find my story. I've got a bunch of stories laid out here, and I got to find this one because this was just truly delightful. Yeah, there we go. There we go. There we go. All right. This guy's name was Chris Hammer, Christopher Hammer. One day after those 8 women were murdered in Atlanta, you know, yes, 6 of them were Asian.
Yes.
One day after that, this guy went on Facebook and he said, you know, we all had a bad day, but it never justifies hate crimes. Well, Wayne, turns out the day before, Hammer allegedly committed his own hate crime. And who was it against? It was against an Asian American woman in Seattle.
Unbelievable.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, Hammer, he's not white. He's not Asian. He's black. So this is the exact opposite of the narrative that the media is trying to feed, which is that, you know, white folks are attacking Asian people. This is a black guy attacking Asian
well,
people.
Well, there's, look,
so anyway,
no one has ever accused me of being racist. I grew up in a majority black town, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and there isn't a racist bone in my body, but telling the truth isn't racist. We have a real country with black attacks on blacks, black attacks on whites, black attacks on Asians. It's,
yep,
a black crime wave. And every time I see an attack on an Asian, it's an African-American attacking an Asian in an inner city. There's no white attacks on Asians. I have no idea what the liberal media is talking about. There are attacks on Asians. It is black-on-Asian crime. It's happening all over America.
Yeah, and it's so funny when they report them, you can tell that they're hoping that they're white. And it's sort of the same way with the mass shooting thing. They love this lie that all mass shooters are white. And when you actually break it out, you see it's there are a huge number of African Americans in there, too. But anyway, back on the 16th, Seattle police said Hamner approached a mom as she was driving with her two kids. The cops, the police incident report says that an unprovoked but angry Hamner stalked toward her car while shouting expletives, including Asian and then the B word. He was allegedly seen punching his fists together while shouting for the victim to get out of the car before escaping. She was able to take photos of the suspect. 3 days later, on March 19th, Hamner is accused in a similar incident. Hamner is accused in a similar incident. Now, Hamner,
right?
Hamner, well, it's not clear that it was road rage. It's not clear from that. We're not exactly certain how the encounters went. The women were at least in the cars. Hamner appears to be a model BLM activist and a progressive. He loathes former President Donald Trump, and he repeatedly says he abhors hate. So, Wayne, I read this, and I think just about the old leftist saying, you know, the truth, a lie is the truth as long as it advances leftism. And I think that's what's going on with this. I mean, this entire narrative is nothing but lies, but it advances leftism, so the media reports this stuff and hopes people will take it up like it's true.
Well, you heard the big news story this morning was Project Veritas, right? They've got the CNN director admitting that COVID is just one big giant, you know, hysteria by the media to get everybody scared and ginned up and worried that they're going to die, and they got to keep tuning it to CNN. So there's another
example. We'll show the death counter if it's really up there and scares people. But if not, we're not going to put the death counter on today. I mean, it was such a it's not even a joke because it's not funny. It's sick. It's sick what these people are doing. And then you've got the CNN officials admitting, like, I don't know that Trump would have been defeated. I don't know that Trump would be out of office had it not been for us. And, you know, proud of it. Proud of it. It's just, but Wayne, isn't it great that it was they caught these guys with a honeypot? They send in women to date these guys, get them drunk, and that's how you get the information out of them. Veritas has learned something.
It's a scary day to be alive in the world today because we have complete, utter propaganda that reminds me of the Soviet Union. Right. It's just propaganda. It's Nazi propaganda. It's communist propaganda. It's propaganda.
You
see any country with a dictator.
And if you say there's a black crime problem, they are going to land on you. You know, you're going to get letters after this. You're going to get emails. Oh, my gosh, Wayne, I can't believe you said that. And it's just there are truths that you can't utter today. And when there's truth you can't say, that is a huge problem.
Right. Well, you know, look, I go out of my way on this show to all the time say, hey, there's a real black crime problem, but it's 1% of the population. And when policemen, white policemen, are out there prowling a black neighborhood, it's to protect the 99% of black people that are good people, hardworking people, and law and order people, and do nothing wrong but go to work every day.
Exactly,
and that's
right.
The majority by far of black people. But that's not to admit that in those areas, it's a high crime area, and there are people out causing crime. And in Chicago, it's black on black crime. And throughout the country, we've now seen black on Asian crime. What can I tell you? Most black people are wonderful. That's what I found living with them in New York in a majority black town and went to a overwhelming majority black middle school and high school. Most people I met were wonderful people. And there's a few problem people in every race. So that's the story. Josh, we got to run. Wayne Allyn-Root, we're on Unfiltered. Josh Manning is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. I always appreciate him coming on. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Wayne.
We'll be right back. More with Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. Wayne Allyn-Root, War.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.